What do you think is the single biggest challenge that faces the University of Akron going forward?
Oh, you know, I think a big part of it is identity. And when I say that, I mean, when you have a university that is research intensive, that has so many different programs that are available to so many folks, and it really has grown. When you start to contract because of the market, you know, you look at far fewer students that are out there. You know, what do you do? It's so much easier to grow than it is to contract. And as you look back, I mean, to no fault of anyone, you've just had, you know, creep in terms of programs. You've had, you know, spending that necessarily has increased with the market, whether it's the amount that you need to invest in research to have great research programs, or if you're going to do athletics, you know, the amount of money that you need to spend on athletics, the world of facilities in higher education today. I think everybody faces the challenge of we need to have quality facilities to attract and to retain students, and that costs a considerable amount of money. So the university itself needs to figure out, okay, going forward for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years, you know, what do you want to be?
There have been some relatively high-profile departures of top research from the university in the last couple of years. Do you feel the lack of focus on identity has played into that? Are there other factors driving those departures? And do you have concerns about a brain drain that this is a sign of?
Well, exceptional questions. I think, you know, those questions are probably best posed to the individuals, because I think every situation differs. You know, some family, probably some retirement age, some attractions to warmer climates. There's probably, you know, family things that are involved in each one of those. You know, within the university, I know, and this kind of goes back to budgetary constraints, that there's probably some frustration among researchers. We don't have enough support. You know, we need more. At the same time, researchers go and you know, they attract external grants. And so they've got the opportunity, uniquely so, and like a law professor, for instance, of going out and actually getting their own funding that's there as well. So maybe it's a factor. You know, how much, I don't know. I think for any university, there's always the concern of having brain drain. And universities really do need to find ways, whether it's monetary support, whether it's moral support or other things, of working with their faculty, because your faculty are key to advancement. I mean, they're key to making sure that your students are getting the quality education that they need, and they really are the key to excellence.
What does the university need in its next president? What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, if I think what the university needs, I really hope that the university hires somebody who will focus on students. You know, as I have consistently said, and I'll say it here and I'll say it at Missouri Western, you know, if you can focus on students and student outcomes, everything in terms of the decision that you need to make becomes a lot simpler. You know, where are you going to put your resources, and where are you going to prioritize those need to be focusing on the students. Having a quality faculty requires resources, but the benefactor is the students, right? Having programs that are extracurricular in nature that might lead to jobs in the workplace, I mean, that's another place to focus as well. And so hopefully the president will come in, will have not only that commitment to students, but the financial acumen to help navigate the University of Akron through financial waters that I think not only the University of Akron, but other universities are struggling with as well. Hopefully someone who's able to continue to build upon a number of things that we started here at the University of Akron when I was president. I hope that there is that commitment to really, truly invest in students, to invest in the community, someone who can build bridges, someone who can generate excitement about the university and really get the message out about there is a jewel here in Summit County, in Akron, and look at what the university does and be able to take that to the next level.